Welcome back to Sports Byline, heard coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Quite happy now to be joined by NBA All-Star Amari Stoudemire, and we'll talk about things in the NBA, his career, what's going on with the Knickerbockers. But first, Amari, you're here to talk about a movie that's coming out on Friday called Beyond the Lights, and this is an interesting project because not only do you have a cameo in it, but you're also a producer. What is that like, getting into something in that realm?
Yeah, you know, being in the film world is something that's it's pretty intriguing. I've been producing films and acting now for quite some time, but this film is a pretty remarkable film because of the director, Gina. She directed Love and Basketball, and so this is a film that's going to be pretty big time.
Gina Prince, by the Wood, yes, writer and director. And when you're a producer, sometimes you say, oh, yeah, and I'm going to be in the movie. It's different than somebody is going to bankroll a film and say, by the way, my girlfriend needs a part, right?
Yeah, no, it's a little bit different. I mean, when you're a producer, you have to pretty much be hands-on. You have to also be on set and be behind the camera, know the actors and the scripts and the scenes. You also have to, and then, you know, we're having the cameos, another added bonus to being a producer.
Now, people will assume this is a sports movie, but it's really not. Why don't you give us a little synopsis on it?
Yeah, it's not a sports movie. It's based around a singer, and she has this kind of twisted type of lifestyle, which is very intriguing because most singers have this lifestyle, but she gets submerged into a lifestyle that she doesn't really want to be a part of. And so she happens to fall in love, and then the kind of story twists from there, and it kind of goes up and down. It's pretty intriguing. It's a story that you want to take a date to, and you both will enjoy it.
All right, let's talk about the Knicks a little bit. And the first question, obviously, is Phil Jackson and Derek Fisher, the new regime coaching staff. Can you feel the effect that the Zen Master has, or is it more kind of an underlying type of thing?
Well, I mean, you do feel the effects of it because we have a new system, and we know that the system is based upon his philosophy. And so with that being said, you know, we are trying to perfect this triangle offense. And with the help of him, we seem to be catching on slowly but surely.
Now, in the final year of your deal, I know that in the off season there were some rumors that maybe you would be traded, maybe the 76ers. But I also saw something in the Bleacher Report today that they think there's no possible way the Knicks are going to deal with you. But now you've been in this game a long time. Is that something that kind of weighs on you in a walk year, or do you just try to get down to business?
No, man, we get right to business. You know, we don't tend to feed into what, you know, on those type of situations. We know it's a business, and there's opportunities where things do happen. But I feel pretty confident about New York. I think we're gonna have a pretty good season as we continue to learn this offense.
Couple more questions for Amari Stoudemire. You were on that USA Olympic team in Athens that won the bronze, and I know a lot of people were upset, but for me, and I defended you guys on this show, you and Iverson and others, you were the guys that actually showed up. A lot of people couldn't be bothered by going. So to me, it's not a matter of saying, hey, how come you guys didn't win the gold? At least you guys should. I can name 10 dudes right now that really should have been on that team. What was that experience like for you?
It was great. I mean, because at that time, no one wanted to play for the USA Olympic basketball team. And we were the ones who said, you know what, we're going to help kind of regime this USA basketball title with the gold medal. It was part of that that first surge of the gold medal chase. And I think from that standpoint, we went out there and played as hard as we could and laid our hearts out there on the line for USA. And then the following years, we came back and then I won the gold for the FIBA World Games. But then they won the gold for the Olympics the next 2 years.
I also know that, I mean, not just Athens, but especially, you know, Asia, South America, Europe, you've got fans all over the world now as the NBA is spreading the religion of basketball. And I know you recently put out a little, a geek little video thanking all your fans in China. Is it kind of humbling knowing that the worldwide people follow you?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable that, I mean, the fans in China, my fans in India, and also just in Europe and also in Israel, I mean, there's fans across the world. I think it's a blessing to be a part of the game of basketball in this day and age because now the game is such a globalized game.
And finally, I'm a fan of the Golden State Warriors, and for a long time we suffered. These last couple of years, the Warriors are a playoff team, and now with the backcourt with Curry and Klay Thompson and David Lee, Andrew Bogut, got a little Iguodala. How do you think the Warriors are going to do in the West? Because the West is still pretty tough.
The West is tough still and always has been. Back when I played in the West, I mean, you have to win 50 games to make the playoffs, which is pretty remarkable. But I do think Golden State's playing great basketball with the backcourt of Stephen and Klay. I think they both are playing remarkable in the inside game also with David Lee. Those guys are doing a great job, and a friend of mine, Steve Kerr, is doing a great job as well, being the lead to that team.
I'll just ask you that one more question then, since you know Steve. What did you think when you heard that he got the job? Because he doesn't even coach a junior high team, but he seems like he's a natural.
He is a natural. I mean, he truly is. When he was the GM with the Phoenix Suns back when I played, he was always talking about championship and what it takes to be a champion and the small detail work that needs to be done to become that type of champion. And so for him now to be a head coach there, I'm sure the players respect him from the level of his expertise as far as what he was able to accomplish in this league. So it shouldn't be hard to follow a great leader.
That's Mari Stoudemire. Check him out this Friday, November 14th, Beyond the Lights, producer, and he's also in the movie himself. Hey, Amari, thanks for your time, man. Good luck with the Knicks the rest of the way, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again down the road.
Hey, thanks a lot. Truly appreciate it.